Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now we are entering into another topic called Madhu Vidya. Madhu means honey. A great sage, Dadhyan Rishi, brought this revelation to his disciples, advising the disciples to meditate on Brahman as absolute sweetness, honey. Madhu Vidya, Madhu means honey. Yam prithvi sarvesham bhutanam madhu, asyai prithivyai sarvani bhutani madhu, yashchayam asyam prithivyam tejomayo mritamaya purushah ayamevasah yoyam atma idam amritam idam brahma idam sarvam. This earth is the honey for all beings, and all beings are honey for the earth. This relationship between you and the earth is due to Atma or Purusha. Atma is self. Purusha is another name for the self, one who dwells in the city of the body-mind complex. That Purusha, the Atma, the self, is the honey of all honeys. Now try to understand, it's meant for practicing reflection and meditation on the self. First to recognize God, known as the self, has two aspects. The self operating through your personality, and the self manifesting as the earth. Earth supports your body. Therefore, you love the earth. Earth loves you also. Because in divine plan, you are a soul evolving. And the earth has to give you support in the process of evolution. Let me give you different ways to understand the point. You study the world process in two ways. Subjective and objective. Subjective, objective and divine. There are three components. Subjective, your eyes are subjective. Physical eyes. The sun shining in the sky is objective. If the sun were not in the sky, your eyes will not be effective. All will be blind in spite of the eyes and all nervous system. If the sun were not there, your eyes will not be operative. So the eyes in you and the sun shining there, and there is a divine intelligence, a divine source, a divine person, Purusha, presiding over the sun, presiding over your eyes, connecting the eyes with the sun. How long? As long as you need in the world process. Just to give you a little list of presiding deities. Sun God presiding over your eyes. Intellect is presided by Brahma, the creator. Ego is presided by Rudra, the divine Lord Shiva in a certain aspect. Mind is presided by moon god. Therefore, say lunatico. Mind is here and moon is up there. There is some spiritual presence that links both. Your skin, presiding deity is wind god. Hands, presiding deity is Indra. Feet, presiding deity is Lord Vishnu. Speech, presiding deity is Goddess Saraswati. and so forth. But when I am talking about presiding deities, these deities are different aspects of the God. The eyes are honey for you. They are dear to you. But the eyes will not operate if the sun is not there. The sun is another honey, a divine honey appearing as the sun. Divine honey appearing as your eyes bring about a interaction. That interaction is needed for your spiritual evolution. The world is needed for bhoga and apavarga. Bhoga means enjoyments. Enjoyments allow you to progress if it is sattvic, if it is positive. But one way or the other, if you are following the right course, you enjoy your life, but that enjoyment becomes uplifting. That type of enjoyment is called bhoga, healthy bhoga, enjoyment, leading you to apavarga. Apavarga is attaining liberation. It's all in different context. Apavarga may mean also going to heavenly world. I will not go into details of that. But the idea to understand that all the subjective parts of your personality and the objective macrocosmic realities, microcosm and macrocosm, are related. Your microcosm is a miniature universe. If in the universe you have the sun shining, in your microcosmic body, eyes shine. And both these aspects, they love each other. If that love is not there, if air doesn't love your nose, it will not enter your nose. The breeze love your touch. This is given for allowing your mind to look at the world not as ordinary geographical expression. Look at the world as expression of God. Look at your own personality as God manifesting. God within you, relating to God, expressing in the universe. This being so, that God is honey of all honeys. And that honey never goes away from you. So whether you are in adversity or in prosperity, that honey is the underlying reality. If your mind were to get involved with that, and if mind gets involved with that honey aspect, you begin to conquer your anger, your hate, your bitterness, and your stress. A profounder reality, if you have not grasped the profounder relation between you and the world created by God, if you have not grasped it, then your life goes on bringing to you lots of stress, load of karmas, and you live for future. Live with the memories of the past, how many things have happened, and imagination for what future is going to bring to you. The past comes to your heart with pain, future with great disdain. Life, instead of becoming better, becomes bitter. And that's, who is responsible for it? Everyone. You have the equipment, mind. You have the choices to become positive and do not let the mind sink in a negative way. You have the choice either to follow the path that seems so pleasant or follow the path that uplifts you. You have the choice either to pursue the lower self or the higher self. It is that choice that shows your spiritual sensitivity. I am Akasha, Sarvesham Bhutanam Madhu. This Akasha, the space, is the honey of all beings. And all beings are honey for the Akasha. The Purusha, the Divine Self, that indwells, that dwells within the Akasha, who is effulgent, immortal, that Divine Self is Brahman. Dharma, ethical value, is the honey for all beings. And all beings are honey for Dharma. In other words, there is always interrelation between you and the world. You cannot separate yourself. You are honey for the world and the world is honey for you. And behind this honey relationship, God is the reality. So go on developing that honey type of insight. Internally and externally, begin to develop a sense of surrender to God, a sense of coolness, sweetness. And don't look at the world and say, how world has become so bitter. Instead, be sensitive. See, the whole world is overflowing with divine grace. And there isn't a creature that is not bringing out the glory of God. Look at every little bud, how that fly, how does it blossom. Look at the butterflies, how they are so beautifully colored. Look at the majestic feathers of peacock. These are only simple samples. The world is filled with the glory of God. Allow your mind to be joyous. Instead of just gathering few little miserable items from the TV and sitting suffocated with those thoughts, the choice is yours. So develop honey type of feeling of sweetness. Sweetness oozing out of your heart towards the world. Sweetness coming out of from the world towards you. And there is no end to that sweetness because the source of that sweetness is God, Brahman, the Absolute Self, eternal, infinite. So there is no lack of sweetness. Idam manusham sarvesham bhutanam madhu asya manushasya sarvani bhutani madhu yashya swasmin manuse tejo mayo mritamaya purusha ayam eva saha yomayam atma idam amritam idam brahma idam sarvam. Manavata, humanity, is the honey for all beings. And all beings are honey for humanity. If all beings are not there, how can there be humanity in your heart? It will be big cold ice. Because people are around, there is a your heart has the possibility to exercise charity, compassion, goodness. So look at the humanity, all human beings, all creatures, as honey, with joyous eyes. And you are honey for them and they are honey for you. Then you are living in the world like as if you are living in a very close-knit family. And your whole world is one big palace. It doesn't seem easy, but that's the profound goal. That's what spirituality is. God, the Purusha, Tejomaya, full of effulgence, Amrita, immortal, eternal. That God is your Atma, the Self. I am Atma Sarvesham Bhutanam Madhu. Asya Atmana Sarvani Bhutani Madhu. Yascha Yasmin Atmani Tejo Mayo Mritamaya Purusha. I am Eva Saha Yoyam Atma idam amritam, idam brahma, idam sarvam. This Atma, the soul within you, is the honey for all beings. Because all the goodness that you can exude for others, your soul is the source. And all these beings are honey. Because if these beings were not there, what will be the use of the honey within your heart? There is interdependence. God as individual, God as the cosmos. The interrelation is a divine plan. The interrelation is based on immense sweetness. When you attain realization, then there is no difference. There is nothing but the Absolute Self. Tadeva Brahma Apurvam Anavaram Anantaram Abahyam Ayam Atma Brahma Sarvanubhu Ityanushasanam. Brahman alone is real. There is nothing prior to Brahman, implying Brahman is beginningless. There is nothing after Brahman. Brahman is immortal. There is nothing inside Brahman. There is no internal or external in Brahman. Think of in your dream, you are in a house. You have the awareness of internal, what is inside the house, and awareness of external, what is outside the house. But when you wake up, what happens to the internal and the external? Both are illusion. Same way, the concept of internal, that these ideas are in my heart, internal. Those things are outside, external. This concept is sustained by a limited mind. The reality is neither internal nor external. That Atma, Brahman, is the experiencer through all beings. If a bee is touching honey, it's because of Brahman. Brahman is the taster. Human beings, animals, birds, all experiences proceed from Brahman. And he is the real experiencer, the real subject. Who is the seer? Who is the knower? Who is the enjoyer? That question must ring within the heart. And the answer, God, Brahman. That Brahman is the real I am. This is Vedanta. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.